Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, listeners, it's your friends Jesse and Mike, and we wanted to pop in and tell you about a very special new podcast from Team Coco.
It's called Dads, the Podcast, and it's hosted by the really hilarious comedian Rory Scovel.
I love Rory.
Yeah, he's been on Inside Conan with us.
That's probably where you know him from.
Yeah, exactly. Each week, he and his hilarious co-host, Ruthie Wyatt, are joined by a special guest to talk parenting, fatherhood, and the ways our families have made us who we are.
We're talking about guests like David Cross, John Leguizamo, and Sabrina Jalice. It doesn't matter if you're not a dad. The show is for everyone. And you can take it from me, a non-dad.
The very first episode drops today with the one and only Mr. Conan O'Brien, believe it or not, as a guest. It's a great conversation. So we wanted to play some of it for you now. And if you like it, head over to Dad's, the Podcast, to hear the whole episode. And of course, subscribe. And now here's Rory Scovel talking with Conan.
Did your other siblings also realize the reward of making your dad laugh?
Yes.
Did that become competitive where it was like,
yeah,
who could be the funniest, who could get his attention in that way?
I think it's Bill Murray who said that, or his education in comedy, a lot of it was around the kitchen table. And my parents still with us and still living in Brookline, Massachusetts, and they sit at that same table. And I see it every time I go home. And
they still serve food to the places of their kids. And
yes,
you guys aren't there.
Yeah, and the kids
so
aren't
sad.
There. But
weird.
But it's like baseball now. They've just put up cardboard images of the us, and
food just going bad in front of these.
Yeah,
and they ladle oatmeal onto the old cruddy cardboard cutouts that are rotting with stinking food.
Oh man!
And the food just dribbles down the front, and then they have arguments with us, you know, why can't you do better in math? And but anyway, yeah, I go and I sit at that table and I think, yeah, I know exactly where I used to sit. And each one of us would try and get on a roll and try and get something going. And that's where it started. That's where it started for me.
Yeah. Is your dad funny?
Yeah, he's funny. It's so funny to talk about my dad this way, but I'm talking about him now like a comedian, meaning I'm like, you know, he's funny, but sometimes his delivery is too slow.
Yeah, right.
He winds it up too much and it's a little too precious.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, if he's a scientist.
Well, he's too analytical about it.
He's too analytical about
it. He's not a musician about it.
You know, he'll tell you a story and then he'll go like, but then now, and remember what I told you earlier? He'll remind you of the part that's early. And I go, no, I got that part.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Dad, speed it up.
Yeah.
And we're going to rewrite it. And
you've
you're not
repeated
gonna
the setup seven times.
Yes,
exactly.
I get it. We all get it. What are you, a fucking scientist or a comedian?
Yeah. I'm the funniest scientist at work. Oh, God.
And I work alone.
I have cardboard cutouts of other scientists in the lab.
I'm funnier than my microscope. I mean, I don't know. What was your experience? When did you... Rory, I'm just going to say it. You're one of the funnier people I know, and I don't know a lot of people.
You know me.
I know you.
And your dad.
And I know the Secretary of Defense, and I think you're the funniest of those two.
Yes.
But you're a very, very incessantly funny person, and in a very unique way, and it's just thinking, like, you had to have known that early, that you had that superpower. You had to know.
I appreciate you saying that very much. I agree that I think with Bill Murray and what you just said is that it starts at such a young age. It also started for me realizing how much my dad and like his siblings, how you could get their attention if you did something funny, because they would all try to be funny, I think, to make their dad laugh. And as like the grandchild of that, I got to witness that process and then try to figure out how to fit into it, which is funny because I don't think any of my other siblings do that at all. I had no competition of anyone else trying to be funny. All of my other siblings were like, no, we're like making straight A's and becoming doctors, and that's what's impressing dad. And I'm like, well, I'm choosing a career that doesn't pay anything for a solid decade.
So who's winning now?
Who's winning? Because he'll smirk sometimes at my comments. Yeah. But I remember my dad very clearly. I think it was on AMC back when AMC was, you know, actually played classic movies. And it was like, or it was maybe Turner Classic Movies, but Marx Brothers, Horse Feathers came on, and my dad made me watch it. And I remember that kind of the light bulb went off that adults can be silly. And then I was like, oh, I like this. I thought adults, you know, could make jokes, but then it never occurred to me you can make a career out of it. So I agree. I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of comedians who do have, you know, influence of either parent.
Right.
But for some reason, and I think that's kind of where this podcast generates from, is that mystery of dads and fathers, and why was it that when your dad laughed at a joke, that meant so much to you? And I bet you there's so many dads who were like tough. It was tough to get them to laugh, or it meant something.
It's one of the best connections you can have with somebody, because there's a kind of making someone laugh at something even kind of strange that's uniquely you is a way of almost having a secret handshake. Like, you know that they really understand you. It's such a such an intimate thing. And so, you know, obviously Freud explained it a million times, but we're afraid of our dads, but we also, they're our heroes. You know, part of us wants to murder them. The other part thinks, well, no, I'll get caught. I can't kill him. I'll do time in jail, but it could look like an accident. And then you go down that whole wormhole.
I'm still a minor, so maybe this is the time to do it.
Do it now before I turn 16.
But I'm always putting stuff off, which Freud also says.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, he doesn't have a set schedule. He goes to the lab at different times, so it's hard to position myself with the rifle in the right place. I don't know when the car is going to come by. And, you know, the right rifle, I ordered it through the mail, which was Oswald's mistake. Don't do that. You want to make sure it's not connected to you. Anyway, we've all had those thoughts.
And of course,
that sums up all of our thoughts about fathers. But if you can make your father laugh, it's magical. It's just this magical, like, oh, he gets me. And I just reduced him to this shaking, red-faced, guffawing pile. And you're like, that's fantastic. So, of course, that would... You'd then want to double down on that.
So that was just a sneak preview of Dad's the Podcast. Just a little tease to whet your whistle.
A taste.
Yes. Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
I don't even normally like dads, but
no.
I really like this podcast.
And of course, if you, the listeners, liked it, please head on over to Dad's the Podcast and listen to the whole thing. And of course, most importantly, subscribe.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this right now. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.